Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming in live and hot. Twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick it off. We didn't get to do it this past Tuesday, but we're going to start today with Super Dave. How's it going? How's it going today, young man?
Oh, it's going just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. I want to hear, before we take off on the homework that I gave you earlier today, I do want to hear about your visit to Tactical Response.
It was very impressive. I had an excellent time that was actually very relaxing for me because I wasn't involved in any of the organization, execution, anything really. I had planned to participate in the training events on the Saturday and Sunday, but it just didn't work out that way because my timeline is so short on a follow-on gig I'm doing here in the next couple, 3 days.
Right.
And it was awesome to see the outpouring of love and respect for James and his family. That was my takeaway from the whole experience of, I had my participation in the gig. I had the idea, I was doing a guitar workout one day, and I had the idea, knowing James' favorite band was AC/DC, it'd be cool if I had an opportunity to hang out and do some jamming with James. Well, I called Kayla and Heather, and they squared it where I did an opening jam, which was for those about to rock, for the Friday evening's kind of kickoff. And then I wound up staying. Kayla asked me to stay and play at the Shrunk Bowl, which I did for about an hour and a half. And just had a blast, man. First opportunity I've ever had to play for that many people. It just went really well.
For those that don't know, James Yeager, the instructor and founder at Tactical Response, has ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease. And,
what else can you say, man?
Very
sad for a man of his character, to be struck with something like that. But as I understand it, it also runs, ran in his family or runs in his family.
Really? I know that he... I watched a video of him, and he has... I mean, for him, he's made plans to where Tactical Response continues, even if it turns out that he is no longer there. I guess it will remain within the Yeager family, and his wife will run it, and he has a very talented cadre of people. Is Jay still there, or did Jay get sick?
No, Jay's there. I remember meeting a Jay. That was the other thing. Another aspect of this gig is I was surprised. I didn't know what to expect in the first place because I've never really considered myself an alumni of anything.
Right.
But I was surprised and pleasantly surprised to run into as many people as I know. You know what I mean? That was very cool.
Right.
So it was a much more comfortable feeling, much more comfortable interaction, because I wound up knowing quite a few people there, man. And, of course, it was just a very enjoyable experience, but I paid the price for it, too, because I had to. I drove up there. I took my guitar rig with me, and I drove up there, did what I needed to do, and then I drove on back. I spent the last couple of days just recovering.
Yeah, Camden, Tennessee, from where I live in the upstate of South Carolina, is about 7 hours away, the closest way you can go. And
you're closer than I am. It turns out to be about 13 hours for me.
Yeah. So
one way, you know.
And you're coming out of where? Tampa?
Yeah, South Tampa.
Okay.
But for the most part, dude, all is well, you know, even though James is in the, you know, between the rock and the hard spot that he's in, his legacy will, you know, continue. And I've just, I can't say enough about the guy. He's honored himself, his family, his community, the firearms industry. He's had a direct and positive influence on so many people. It would be, you know, amazing to actually know what James' level of impact has been. But as far as I'm concerned, it's immeasurable. I mean, if this were Japan, James would have by now achieved samurai status.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the one thing about him is that, and for the other thing about James, James has two personas. There's a persona that he puts out on YouTube and on social media, and then there's when you get in front of him and you get to know him. James is loyal to all of his students. All of his students.
Very intelligent individual. Super intelligent.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the coolest memories, the funniest memory I have, we were having a conversation about something, and I kind of went metaphysical for a few minutes, and I hit James with a question, and it took him all of about maybe 2 or 3 seconds to formulate an answer, and it was the correct answer. Not that I knew the answer, but it was the conclusion I was looking for. You follow
right.
me?
Right.
And then it struck me, man. And I called him on it. I'm like, James, you've been sandbagging me, man. And he's like, what? I'm like, you've been sandbagging me since the moment I've met you, dude. And he goes, I don't understand, man. Explain. And I'm like, I just hit you with something that I've been thinking about for months. It's taken me months just to get to the point where I could formulate that question. And I figured you could handle it. And you did. But in the time frame in which you handled the question and formulated what I agree, you know, to be the only conclusion, you're a lot smarter than you ever let on to me, dude. You've been sandbagging me, man. And he just started laughing, man. He got tickled. It was funny.
Yeah.
But
well, the other thing about him. Yeah, the other thing about him is he is the epitome of the gunfighter, because if as long as you're not trying to threaten his life, he'll let you have his truck, his possessions,
right,
his money. But if you threaten his family, if it goes from property to
game over.
Personal, then he flips like a switch. And other than that, but yeah. I mean, he does have this capacity to be sort of blunt. But I mean, the last time I saw him at SHOT Show.
Right. From what I understand, I mean, you either love him or you hate him. There's really no in between.
Right.
Well, you know, and haters are going to hate, but as long as they respectfully hate, that's cool. You know what I mean?
Well,
everybody's not the same.
I suspect most that hate him don't know him. That would be my suspicion if I had to make
one. Well, I don't care what their business is. That's between them and James.
Yep, indeed. We're going to go into a break, and we're going to shift gears, and we're going to, when we get back, we're going to talk long-range shooting, because now, apparently, that's now the Dickens drill. But maybe it isn't the Dickens drill. Maybe this is something that's been going on a long time. In any event, we're going to ask Super Dave about that when we get back. CombatSpeed.com is the website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. So did you look up this young fella, Eli Dickens? You find out about his
stuff? At I heard he shot the Dickens out of that guy. I mean,
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so the setting is this. Rampage killer enters with an AR-15, a few mag, or I don't know, it was a long gun. They're saying a long gun with magazines. I don't know what it was. They haven't identified
an AR,
it yet.
Yeah, AR pistol, AR rifle.
Whatever it was.
About 100 rounds.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
An
that's
AR.
What I read.
Okay. So he enters with that. He goes into the restroom and sets everything up, comes out and starts his rampage. He kills three people, wounds two, and then a 22-year-old concealed carry permit holder. Well, he's carrying in accordance to the now permitless carry that is law in Indiana.
Right.
And in 15 seconds after this guy opens up his attack, this kid engages him at 40 yards, fires 10 shots, hits him 8 times, and drops him.
Good deal.
That would be impressive if you told me you did it. That would be
okay.
That would impress me. That looking at this 22-year-old kid, and I don't know nothing about his background. For all I know, he lives in Steve Fisher's backyard, or your backyard, or James Yeager's backyard. Trains constantly. I don't know anything about him, but he took care of business, and it's amazing how good this turned out. And now they're calling engaging a target at 40 yards the Dickens drill. But
okay.
I've seen some of the drills that you run.
Right.
And typically when you're running a drill and you've got a camera at a certain angle where I can see the berm and you, about what distance
right.
are you shooting at? It looks like about 15 yards, 20 yards. Is that about right?
Well, it depends on what I'm doing. But right. I do things at all distances. So, you got to remember, I grew up in the realm or the age where the military spec was what you adhered to. And all of your major matches and events, national level organizations and events, are based on 50 yards. It's been around forever. What happened is as we slowly, societally, started to move away from being a gun culture, which I don't believe we no longer are, otherwise we wouldn't have all the stuff going on that we have, the people lost the knowledge of what it took to be able to not only just learn how to hit at distance, but do it consistently and repetitively with a handgun is what we're talking about.
Right.
Was, lost knowledge. It died off. And I've always, but having grown up in that realm, I've always done things at distance to include 50 yards, 100. I've hit, I would say my longest shot ever was with a Beretta M9 on a pepper popper at 300 yards. Now, I knew the distance. I had set the targets up. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was a known distance shoot we did one day. And we had things set up. We had no specific order. It was all scattered out throughout. But the nearest target was 25 yards, with the furthest target being 300. And me and the cadre guys, what we would do, just kind of a cadre interpersonal competition thing, we would number the targets, the hit. You got to hit the targets from left to right as they appear to your firing position, right? And there was a known number of targets, and you're working at the known distance. So, in effect, should have been very easy to do. Not necessarily the case. But we'd have a lot of fun with it. But I've always done, if you're going to... Okay, let me wrap this up, man. Here's how I describe it. Don't let anyone tell you what the maximum effective range of the firearm is, because that is should be a mechanical known. You should know what you're able to do from a measurable mechanical standpoint of accuracy of the firearm and the ammunition. Now, once you have that knowledge, then you determine what the max effective range is that you can hit with it. You follow me?
Right.
You're the weapon, not the firearm.
Okay, and I do want to discuss that with you simply because, you know, a lot of the stuff that I did when I was in the military in basic training, I know you remember this too, would be like the gas mask confidence course, which is where you would go into the gas chamber and you'd have your mask on. And then just to prove to you that the gas mask worked, they'd make you take it off.
What?
And get a nice face full of CS gas. There's just nothing like it. It just clears your sinuses.
I would like to say something about this Dickens kid, though.
Yeah.
What I'm really digging on, I'll tell you what's going on in my head. I think, with him being 22 years old, his age and lack of experience, life experience, I mean, he may be a very accomplished shooter, I don't know. But what I do know is he showed the presence of mind to focus and satisfy the principles of marksmanship. He stabilized the gun with a target. He aimed in, worked the trigger, and did it consistently until he was satisfied that the threat was down. And then pulled security on the body until cops got there.
Yeah.
It don't get no better than that. That's presence of mind, situational awareness, and balancing out. He obviously had to hit the decision point of engage or not based on his rules of engagement.
Hang on. We're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break. You can finish that up because I got some questions about that kind of shooting. When we get back, you can follow Super David on Instagram at sdave_Harrington on Instagram and on Facebook at Super Dave Harrington for his commercial page. Find out what he's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facing massive public pressure, Uvalde's top school official has recommended the firing of Chief Pete Arredondo, the school district police chief who was blamed for the botched law enforcement response to the elementary school shooting. President Biden has tested positive for COVID, but the White House is reporting the president has mild symptoms. Philadelphia's High Court has ruled in favor of a former Philadelphia police officer, Ryan Pownall, charged in the 2017 killing of a fleeing motorist. A state Supreme Court justice also admonished Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner for his handling of the grand jury indictment. They say he was rewriting the law. In a 4-2 decision, the court ruled that the former police officer can use the justifiable shooting defense of a fleeing suspect in his third-degree murder trial. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News. L.A. County made amends for a century-old racial injustice on Wednesday, the deed to a Los Angeles suburb, Manhattan Beach, beachfront property, taken from a black American couple that ran a resort there back in 1924. It was ceremoniously returned to their heirs. In 1924, Manhattan Beach officials claimed eminent domain to build a park and forced out Charles and Willa Bruce. Is air travel bothering you? It is bothering a lot more people in America these days.
Air travel complaints are triple what they were before the COVID pandemic. The Department of Transportation recorded over 2,400 complaints in May, compared to just over 800 in May of 2019. Those complaints include cases of mishandled wheelchairs and bags, as well as flight cancellations and delays. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Let me ask you a question. So, in your training, in your shooting, because you shoot a lot. There was a time when I had a bunch of guns coming through where I was shooting about 1,000 rounds a month. Not so much at the moment.
Right.
But I digress. How much is a 9mm round, or is there any discernible drop?
It's very flat out to about 100.
Really? Okay.
It's actually a very flat shooting cartridge. Let's say point of impact at 50. And you hold center chest. Now, this is just for the sake of conversation. At 100, you'd hold half again to the neck, right on the collarbone line.
Right.
Right at the base of the neck. You follow me?
Yeah, is that going to give you center mass?
Yeah, that'll give you center mass.
Okay.
And even if you're a little low, you're still going to have a good thoracic hit, you know?
So
I would be surprised if that Dickens guy has even fired at 40 yards or practiced that or anything like it. What my read is, the vibe that I'm getting from what I've read and from what we've discussed is what he's got going for him is awareness and the dude can think on his feet and solve problems in real time. And he knew what needed to be done, and he did it.
Right.
Wow. You can't practice for that, man. You either have that ability or not. I'm going beyond the shooting piece, but even then, from the perspective of strictly the mechanics of shooting, he did the math and solved the problem.
Right.
And he did it in real time. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm digging on.
Now, part of this may be that he hasn't had enough time in his life to develop the bad habits that, like I have, where I start getting in my own head and trying to, you know, think twice about something, that kind of stuff. He was, do you think, how much of this do you think was purely instinct just on his part?
Well, if you break it down to instinct, I would say instantaneously.
Yeah.
You know, because everything, you know, the kid had the presence of mind to do the math and make the decision and take action and solve the problem as efficiently as possible. And he right. did exactly that. You can't practice for that, bro.
No.
It's just like going to a pistol match. You can be as skilled as you want to be and go to a pistol match, a USPSA match, have the opportunity to do the state, your own stage analysis and develop your own sheet plan. But when that buzzer goes off, do you follow your sheet plan? Or does, you know, something transpire that puts you off your sheet plan? How do you handle it? How do you recover from it and still finish strong? You follow me?
I do.
I'm not saying it can't be learned, but if you never do anything that puts you in an environment that requires you to solve problems in real time with real consequences, how are you going to learn it? You know what I mean?
I do.
It's not going to happen. It's going to be extremely difficult. What else you got?
Well, no, I'm just I'm thinking to myself as I'm listening to you. I'm thinking to myself about what I'm going to try to do as far as start practicing at distance. I have every gun I currently have should work very well for me.
Right.
It's not that I'm afraid to do it. It's just that I have gotten so used to the I've almost become lazy, you know? I've almost become lazy.
Well, dude, only you can do something about that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, because I make the case all the time about guns that you carry. And, see, I asked Dave about this earlier today. I said, you know, the SIG P365, one of the things I go on about this gun is that this is not a gun that I'd want to take a 40-yard shot with. And what did you say at that minute when I said that to you?
Why not? I mean, you can either believe you can hit or not. And if you doubt you can hit with the firearm that you're carrying, then why are you carrying it? Should be carrying something else.
Right.
That you can either use just as well, if not have more confidence in your ability to hit, or at least having a much higher hit probability over the smaller gun, sure. But then there's Bob Munden. I mean, there's any number of shooters in the past that have proven the human animal is the mechanism that allows the firearm to do the work. You know, people talk about not being able to hit with snub-nosed guns, and Bob Munden busts an egg at, I think it was 100 yards, with a 2-inch Smith & Wesson 38 Special. May have been a 357 mag. I'm not sure. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But Bob Munden was one of my shooting heroes when I grew up.
Yeah. But, for those that don't know, Bob Munden, he was a guy that he was really good with a single action revolver, wherein he could have two balloons, and he was so fast on that it sounded like one shot, but he was popping two balloons that were side by side, and they were separated by 5 or 6 feet. This was not a proximity shot. This was him traversing, and he was so fast it sounded like one shot.
Gotta Google the dude, Bob Munden, MUNDON.
Go look him up on YouTube, Bob Munden.
But, you got to believe in what you're carrying, man, is going to do the job. I mean, if you have a shred of doubt in your mind that the pistol, your pistol of choice, You know, every dog has fleas. It's just a matter of how many.
Right.
If you don't trust it on any level, you need to be carrying something else or, you know, right, training and practicing with something else.
Right. I fully get all of that.
All right, so do this. If I may expand on training and practice.
Well, you got a minute. Let's set
somehow
up for this.
In the recent past, practice kind of got chopped off of training, and it's become, you know, get training. And I dig that. I dig the emphasis and the motivation and the just the initiative-based thought process it takes to support training happening. But, dude, you got to practice, too.
Yeah.
You know, so I just encourage people when they are thinking about training, include practicing. You have to not only train, but practice. Practicing is where you get good at whatever training you whatever topics you receive training on. Got to practice.
Right.
That's all I got.
Well, hey, that's plenty enough. I mean, it's one thing I continue to do daily. I still think about the things I learned at Tactical Response. Last two classes I took were Tactical Response and Steve Fisher's class. So it's been a while with COVID and everything else. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I guess this is also one of the reasons why you have zeroed in on... Let's talk about your training you have done with shorter-barreled guns, though. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Now, you're using... what is it? The Glock 45, well, it has what is it, a 4-inch barrel?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Whatever the 19 barrel is.
Yeah. So, but with Glock 26s, how far out have you gone and trained with a Glock 26?
Oh, 50 yards, easy. I've got a Gen 4 G26 that just is a tag driver. And I've held on to it for that reason. And I've always believed that the shorter Glocks, that, you know, the 26 being the shortest, are the most accurate because they have less spring flex.
Right.
And there's less flexing in the gun. But when it goes bang. And I'll never forget, I was getting ready to go up and shoot... I can't remember, I think it was the last major IDPA match at the Smith & Wesson, it was the National Backup Gun match. So I started shooting the local U.S., you know, within a 200-mile radius of the house here, being local, I started shooting all the USPSA matches with G26, you know, of course, using... G17 mags, and they thought I was wacky, you know, crazy. And but it was right up until there was a stage at one of the matches that was a 50-yard stage. It required you fired six, loaded, and fired six on a static target at 50 yards. And I won the stage. I had, like, I think I dropped one seat on the whole. I won the stage for the match. And it kind of like blew people away. Me too. I was like digging it. I really enjoyed shooting it. But I've never came close to doing anything like that ever again with any other short pistol other than that 26. I don't know what it is, me and that 26, like, got some kind of bond going, man, because just when I put it in my hand, I know I'm going to hit what I'm shooting at.
Do you like to run that with an extended magazine to have a place for your for every finger?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, as a matter of fact, depending on the carry scenario, I'll either use a legit 26 mag in the gun, but my reserve mags are all 19 round. You know, 17 rounders with a plus two on them. With the 11 coil springs. I don't know how many listeners out there have older Glocks, Gen 3 era Glocks and mags, but you need to replace your mag springs. Glock has a newer, well, I say newer, but it's been out for a while. But you need to swap your mag springs out with the 11 coil mag springs. I learned that lesson myself here some months ago. Started having problems and some sluggish magazines. And upon investigation, sure enough, they had the 10-round or the 10-leaf springs on them. And right. They were just fatigued because they had been loaded. I was rotating my four-stock mags. And... anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's amazing, you know, how everything's got to come together, but I'd be surprised if this, coming back to Mr. Dickens, I'd be surprised if he's ever shot a 40 yards.
Do we know what gun he was carrying?
I have no idea. I didn't read up on that. I don't think it wasn't stated in anything I read.
I have not seen that stated either, although I would, you know, most likely my thought would be some sort of Glock or SIG, since that seems to be the two service weapons that people see the most of anymore, but I don't know.
I don't know what firearms are popular. You know, what I've seen, as much as I travel and get around, weapons are kind of regionally popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're up in the Northeast, these guns are popular. Southwest, Southeast, you know, Central, Midwest, out West. But, you know, in my experience, Glocks pretty much dominate.
Yeah.
If you wanted to play the percentages. But, rock and roll. Coming back to the main point of interest. You have to believe in yourself. You have to have confidence. You know, and here's something I do know. If you don't have absolute confidence in making the shot, why are you pressing the trigger? You got to know you can hit. Make it happen.
And the only way you're going to know you can hit is to practice and get that good practice in.
Yeah, but see, you can... But see, that's the whole key I was trying to focus on earlier, Mr. Bell.
Yes.
You can practice all you want. When the time comes to apply what you know, you still have to have the level of awareness, the ability to think on your feet, and solve the problem in real time. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you have to have confidence in order to do that. Now, yes, you build that confidence through practice, but all I'm saying is any amount of practice only supports you doing the right thing at the right time at the moment you need to. You
right.
still have to do it. It's not going to happen by itself.
Indeed.
You understand what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Cool.
Indeed. This whole incident has made me rethink most of what I'm doing. But then... now that you have made mention of why can't I do that with a smaller gun, I'm going to give that a try first with the SIG P365 and just see.
Oh, dude, you mean to tell me you've never shot at distance with a 365?
No. I mean, I've shot enough to review it, and I've shot it enough. To get a good feel for it. I have had no malfunctions with it. My biggest problem with it is so, you know, a gun that size is so heavily sprung that trying to manipulate it, if it does have a stoppage and, you know, Everybody always says, well, you know, it's never had a stoppage, so why do you need to practice if for it, when it does have a stoppage? Well, you know, I've been in tactical response.
First thing is going to happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been in tactical response, so I know it's going to have a stoppage.
Yeah.
And so I haven't tried that yet, but I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that with all of the guns that are in my little carry rotation, which consists of two right now.
Right.
And I'm going to add a third one to it just because if I put a dot on it, I'm going to start carrying that one as well. But right now I'm carrying my Glock G45 that was redone by Taryn Butler, Taryn Tactical Innovations.
Cool.
And I have a high degree of confidence with that gun. There's not too many shots I wouldn't try to take with that one. High degree of confidence. So as the takeaway, this is not a new thing, is it? This being able to shoot at distance. This is actually something
thing
we should
being able to hit at distance.
This is something
no,
we should all be doing,
thing, dude.
Yeah, this is something we should all be doing. I don't remember what the range was for the 45 ACP when what the furthest target was at the qualification when I was in the Army. But it wasn't that far when we were running the range. But that's been a few years back. In any event, I do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to
no worries.
Yeah, to talk.
I
about
always
this
enjoy our conversations, man.
Dave's been on the road so much he didn't even know that what had happened in Indiana had happened today. So when he started looking, I knew when he told me he was going to look it up that I'd get all the dope. So we got all the dope. Thank you for joining me today, sir. All right.
Take care, man. Thank you for the opportunity.
Roger that. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most accessibly, reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.